We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Slacker and Steve.
We'll get his side and her side. We'll get it straight. It's Slacker and Steve's Great Mate Debate.
We have a couple on, as we do on Great Mate Debate Days, and they've got some issue that they can't resolve, and we're here to help.
Yeah.
The good news is, if you've listened to Great Mate Debate for any amount of time, we tend to break up. We tend to, is the word exacerbate?
Yeah, good word for that.
We make the situation worse.
Worse, yeah.
In this case, I believe we're in good shape.
Oh, we can't make this one work.
I believe they're already divorced.
Oh, okay.
So, all right.
No pressure.
Yay! Okay. We cannot make this situation any worse. But in all seriousness, they have some sort of problem that they have reached their wit's end and they need our help. So we're going to get Hannah and John here. And I believe we're starting with Hannah. Hannah?
Yay.
Tell us what's going on.
Yeah.
So, okay. My former husband, John, and I split up more than 2 years ago, and then I remarried to a guy named Scott, who's my husband now.
Okay.
And John and I had I have a three-year-old daughter with John, my former husband, and we take care of her, meaning me and my new husband, because my ex-husband kind of moved a lot farther away from work. And so when I remarried, I took my new husband's last name. I changed my name. And so now my daughter, her first name is Madison. Now it's like she has a different last name. And so I'm constantly having to, people are always asking, and then the forms are different. And it's just like, I wish she had the same name as I do now. And
nice.
That's what I'm trying to do, just make it easier. I mean, she's only 3 years old, and her dad doesn't spend much time with her, rarely sees her anyway.
And your new husband wants to adopt her and take and give her the name. I mean, he's on board with this?
Not adopt. We didn't talk about that, just to sort of change the name. And
for now, but he is acting as a father. I mean, is he doing fatherly things for your child?
Yes, but we're not trying to get him to adopt.
Got it.
Her.
Okay. You just want, you just want your names to be the same for appearances sake, mostly.
As your new husband's last name. The child will be your new husband's last name too, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So we would all kind of together, because it is kind of weird. They're like, well, who's this?
Right.
I've been doing it. She's only three, so it's just going to be a lot of that. So, and John will totally be in her life. Then there's no problem between John and Scott. There's none. You know what I'm saying?
But I have to just ask, who's more the father here? Is Scott like? Will your daughter, does she identify with Scott as her father, or does she identify with her biological father, John, as her father? Because I think this only makes sense if we look at it from Madison's perspective, and like, who's her dad?
Right.
Well, John and I split up when Madison was like, 8 months old or so. So, she's basically really only Scott Moore,
Okay. Well, let's get John's side in here. I don't want to make this a one-sided thing, because this is clearly, I mean, we live in a world where there are kids who have different last names than the parent they're living.
My nephew is one of the good
He's
example.
Got a different, right?
Yeah.
So, John, are you there?
Yay.
Wow.
So what's your side of this?
Well, I mean, obviously, I don't want my daughter to change her last name to Scott's last name just because her mother is married to him. I admit that I haven't been there to help out as often as I would like. I had to move away for my job. And this is a temporary thing. It's not going to be permanent. I do plan on moving back in the next, year or two to be in my daughter's life. But the issue with this name change, it just feels like she is, she represents the last piece of me. It really proves our relationship happened, and she's my daughter. And Scott's a great guy, and I have no issues with their relationship or whatnot, but it's 2019. There's tons of kids who have their father's last name and their moms have remarried, or vice versa, where they're, so I feel like this is not that big of an issue, but that Hannah is making it into. And, who knows what will happen with her and Scott. I wish them the best, but if they were to divorce years from now, then what's going to happen again? She's going to have
good point.
Her stepfather's last name.
That's
not
right.
Her actual father. It's just like, I understand the concern, but I just am not on board with this at all.
I never thought of that.
Have you thought about that, Hannah? Like, what if?
No, because the first thing from my mind that we would divorce.
Yeah, that's true too.
But did you think you were going to get a divorce from John? When you marry, right. I don't know what the right answer is here, but I just.
Mm-hmm. And Hannah, can I ask you something? If John was a quote unquote better parent, was more involved with your daughter, would this even be an issue? It sounds like you said that he's not very involved with the daughter, so screw him. We're going to change the name. He doesn't deserve because he's not up to par to where you guys think he should be. Is that kind of, if he was the greatest parent ever,
having this conversation?
Right. I think it weighs in there somewhat because he's really not around. I'm not really involved. It's kind of like we're our own little family now.
So he loses out because, okay.
But what,
seems so ego-based, last piece of me and my name. It's like, well, there were issues why we didn't stay together.
This sucks because I don't know if the law gets in on this, but I'm sorry you had to move away and you sound like you want to get back. But what you said, well, what if they get a divorce? What if you don't get back here?
Mm-hmm.
And she spends her whole life with a name of a man she never really knows. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like there's two sides to this coin. Obviously, that's what brought you to Great Mate Debate. I would hate it if my kids didn't have my last name. So I understand John's side of this,
okay.
But I would never be away from my kids.
Okay.
I wouldn't let my kids be in a different state than me.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's been a different circumstance for us. We got divorced shortly after Madison was born. And the divorce process was not an easy one. We did have some really rough patches where I wasn't allowed to come around and see my daughter. Oh. And there were some issues that we ran into. And, it's really good that we've come back to this place where we can actually speak and be civil and we can all, co-parent. Granted, I'm not physically there. And that is something that is going to change. I want to be a part of my daughter's life. I want her in my life. And, it's just unfortunate that right now at this time, due to my financial situation and my job, I've had to move away.
Right.
I don't think that I would never try to strip away whatever it is, from her mom that defines our daughter, because that's her mom.
Wow.
She gave birth to that child.
Well, but, okay. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to get a jury. I just want you to know that if you end up losing this and that, she's going to be your daughter, whatever her name is.
Yeah. Whatever
Madison's
label
your daughter.
It's just a label, but yeah.
I understand that she's calling it ego. I understand why you want your quote mark on her, but like, let's everybody hang on and we're going to get you a jury. Dude, I'm
never on board with that ego thing where I know most guys are.
The name.
Yes.
Yeah.
Most guys have to have that. To me, a name's just a label.
Right. Because you don't ever get called by your real name.
Never.
Almost never.
Right. I've had so many air names in the past. Just a label.
I just feel like it, for me, it is an attachment that I have. Like we're the Slackers, you know? So us all having the same name, but I feel I sort of earned that because I am a present father.
Okay. So now we're back to this. It, to me, it sounds like she's punishing him because he hasn't been an active father.
Right.
You're going to be an active father, so they wouldn't try this on you.
If my wife remarried and he was active as well, then I still, if I'm inactive and he's active, then I would have to let go. But if we're both active, then it stays with me.
And I know we're running out of time, but real quick, you said something interesting, dude. You would make sure that you were not away, living away from your kids. So if something happened to your marriage
and they had to move, I'd move with them, or I would make it so that they couldn't move.
Wait a second. So let's say they moved to Florida. I've got
to
go make it work in Florida.
Yeah.
Wow. I never thought of another parent.
I wouldn't want to be away from them. I couldn't do it. So.
Wow.
I know. So we're naming a kid right now.
Yes.
What is Hannah and John's daughter, Madison? Is she going to keep John's last name, or is she going to take the last name of the more present stepfather? Samantha?
Yay.
What do you think?
I am definitely on John's side.
Okay.
I think that there's just a lot of temporary situations going on right now. But, I mean, regardless of what happened between John and... I'm sorry, I forgot the wife's name or the ex-wife's
Hannah.
Name. Regardless of that, like it's his daughter and it's not an ego thing. That's part of her identity and that's where she came from. It would be different if John like didn't want anything to do with her and Scott was planning on adopting her. But it's just, to me, it just sounds like Hannah is just an inconvenience with all, you know, the stuff that she has to deal with. But it's like, that's still his daughter. And that, I don't know. I just can't imagine taking that name away from her.
Okay.
So that's what I think.
Thank you for the call, Samantha.
Yeah.
We'll keep going here. Let's see. Rachel's up next. Rachel?
Yay.
What do you think?
Absolutely not. Do not change her name. John is, he needs to dig in.
Really?
I'm married to the same man I had children with, and we all have the same last name. If she's worried about people looking at you weird, I get weird looks for having the same last name as my husband and my child.
Right.
So, I mean, we all get that look. They're just clarifying, and she needs to get over that. Also, if anybody's doing a power play, it's her. She is playing power play with it.
There's no power play. He's not part of her. He's not very much part of her life at all. So I don't feel it's a power play. There's really no contribution from John.
Do you believe him, Hannah, when he says he's going to get back in the next couple of years? Or I mean, we didn't really address that, but John says it's his master plan to get back here. Do you think it's going to happen or not?
No.
Oof.
Okay. I don't. Because it would always take him a long time to do what he said he was going to do. That's part of why we split up.
Well, I think it's quite convenient for you to think that because obviously this is, you know, your decision. You're wanting to change the last name to relieve the stress of whatever it is that you feel so insecure about. I have been gone for a short time. I have not been gone for years. My plan, even when I left, was that I would be returning in a short time as well. So I feel like you're trying to take the last bit of me and she's still my daughter. You're trying to take that away from me and that's just not okay.
But you rarely ever see her even when you're in the area. You don't. You're off with your girlfriend and doing things on the weekend and you don't even make time to see her.
When I come home, I spend some time with her. Granted, she is now 3 years old. At the time when I would come home, she was a baby, often sleeping, and you gave me issues in trying to spend time with her. You're acting like I don't send you child support. I send you child support. I'm not an MIA father who, in even those situations where there is an MIA father, those kids still have their father's last name.
Which I don't agree with that. I mean, I don't think you get, I'm sorry. Like, I don't want to jump in and jump on you. I think, John, you are a stand-up dude and you're trying to do the right thing, but it's like, I don't know. It's like you name the school after a famous politician or something, then you find out he was a terrible dude. You rip the name down and right. You name it something different.
Right.
And if you're not involved as a father, that's not your kid.
Okay, so you
that's
lost
not your kid anymore.
So okay, you're saying
yes
that you lose your right or whatever.
If you're completely absentee, which at this point I don't believe you are, John. So don't take this the wrong way. But if you're completely absentee, you've relinquished your rights as a parent. So one of your rights is to have naming rights, I guess. And so, bye-bye. Wow. I feel you, John, that you're still trying, and I love it. But if you got any more removed, she could maybe force it. Let's get somebody else.
I mean,
go ahead.
We're here. They've been together for 2 years. I mean, if he had raised my daughter and she was 20 years old, and she associates with him being her father, and she says, "I want to change my last name or whatever," yeah, then that's your then yes, he has the right. But they've been together for 2 years.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
It's not like Scott has, you know, gone above and beyond to prove himself as the father. He's married to my ex-wife, who is Madison's mother.
Good point.
And that's
is physically in her life, but he's not. I mean, that's it. That's what it is. It's like by association, he is in her life. Yeah. You know, I am still her father. I'm still paying child support. I still plan on coming back to, you know, improve our relationship.
I hope you make that true. I do, John. So, I hope you do.
But until then, he loses his right to have his name.
Not so far.
Okay.
Lori?
Signed on a paper. I don't
lose the
right.
Yay.
Yay. What do you think?
I am with John.
Wow.
I believe that if he was absolutely out of the picture and Scott was to the point of adopting their daughter, then I think the name change would be a consideration. But John is not absolutely out of the picture. He wants to be a part of her life. We live in the year 2019. I mean, he can FaceTime with his daughter. He can come see her, you know, any chance he can take a little time off of work. He's working towards financially being able to come back. So I think until he is absolutely out of the picture, I don't think so. I think that the name is part of who she is, and I think she should have that, knowing that her parents made her in love, and that's a piece of how she came to be.
Wow. Thank you for the call, Lori. I don't know if you've gotten the message yet, Hannah, but we couldn't find a single human being on your side.
How even about on Facebook? Facebook, yeah.
Nobody. Really?
Nobody. I'm shocked.
I'm a little bit shocked.
Well, how? What? I thought moms for sure would.
I think, Hannah, what you have to accept is John isn't, he's not physically here, but he's not as far removed as you would need him to be to strip her of his name.
Hart will revisit it in a few years.
Okay. I mean, if John, I think you have that right. If John doesn't fulfill the promises and doesn't talk to her on FaceTime and things like that, he does sort of relinquish that stuff, but if he tries to stay active, I don't think you're going to revisit it at all.
Okay.
Are you cool, John?
Yeah. I mean, I agree with that 100%. I think I need Hannah to, you know, also be more open and flexible to me, establishing a stronger relationship with my daughter and making it easy for me to FaceTime her when I do call if, you know, in those situations, because she's the middleman between my daughter and myself right now. So, sometimes, you know, women who move on, they try to make it difficult for the father, because of their own selfish reasons. And I just don't think that's fair. So, as long as we co-parent and work together, I think that everything will be fine. I just don't think it needs to get to this point.
We appreciate you guys coming on.
Yeah, thank you guys. Thank you. Yeah.
You're floored.
Yeah. This did not go the way I thought it was going to go.
I'm happy it went this way, but I'm 100% telling you, if John is lying right now, he deserves to have that name. I mean, he's talking the good game. I'm coming back. I'm going to do whatever I can. If none of that's true, I would go to the courthouse and I'd pay for the documents to pull her name. Right.
Like, wow.
If you're not a dad, you don't get your name in there. Being a sperm donor does not automatically get something named after you for the rest of their life.
But not even in the eyes of the law, though?
All right!
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.